Blog Talk Radio.
I submit products, talent, ads, and media, where we promote, showcase, and feature. ITH Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is looking for new talent, models that would like to break into the entertainment business. ITH Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is also looking for new advertising and media clients that would like to bring a professional staff to get this job done. ITH Models, Talent, and Media. You can visit us on the web at InfinityPowerhouse.com. InfinityPowerhouse.com. ITH Models, Talent, and Media. Bringing an innovative mind.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning meeting. We have a great lineup today. I'm going to live your dream. So excited. Had an exciting weekend. It's like every hour something was planned for me to do. And I was just so elated and just so touched, so moved by so many different things that were going on that I'm affiliated with. I want to give y'all a breakdown, rundown. Of all the things. But before I do that, I just want to give some definitely shout out to all the ones going to be on our show today. I'm just so excited to have them. Jennifer Baker of Sand Hills Modeling Agency out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Christy DeLong, like Canberra Action Talent Agency out of Charleston, South Carolina. And Nicole, she's out of Nicole King is out of Atlanta, Georgia, where she has Physique Talent Agency, and Carice Robinson, where he works with models transformation development. And also he is a photographer by profession as well. So I'm super, super excited. And as all come aboard with us on this morning, just want to let you all know, play by play if I can. Give me a moment. I'm just in a place where, you know, I'm grateful. First of all, I thank God for all my many blessings, just able to connect. So on Friday, you know, just had a big, you know, big meeting and just discussed of different things that I could actually do, connect with my company and go forth far as, you know, getting my name out there further, Infinity Powerhouse, along with just getting other companies out there as well, because everyone who is under my umbrella or either affiliate with me, of course, it just goes to say that as I go, you go. And I would want the same from you, of course. You know, just knowing that, you know, all things are possible. I was actually able to connect, so on Saturday as well, where we had our first runway 101 practice with M&T Production. And four of the models, three came from Virginia, and then the others came from actually right here. So super, super, super excited. So I got my days reversed. I'm sorry. So Sunday was that. But Saturday was actually Koss came in, and we did a live interview with him. We played some of his music, was able to chat with him and see what he got, you know, going on, concert coming up. Great, great things happening for him. I'm just so happy that we were able to actually showcase him and feature him in our network, along with, on that day, Susie Martin, who is a dear friend of mine out of Georgia, actually, but she moved to Fayetteville. I met her with our AT&T family, and she's on our network, so she was on as a co-host. And also what we have is we have also on that day, we were able to have Olivia Jennings, who were on the actually on the call. She was in the video with Koss, which she was selected to be a part of the video. So super, super excited to have everyone aboard on that day. Not only that day, I had a dance to go to later that night, and also invited to Koss' birthday bash. You know, the way it works is that, of course, you want to support in all things you do. The dance, I did not get to make it, but I know they did a fabulous job. One of my girlfriends named Sheree, who works with me also at AT&T, her daughter's a part of a dance team. We featured them in our magazine last year also. Then on Sunday, of course, you know, the big Super Bowl day where you connect, and our dear friend, which she's going to talk about soon, Christy DeLong, her daughter, was in a commercial. And I was right by the TV where I was able to point at the TV and show everybody in the area who she was, and everybody was so excited. Just super, super excited. And I believe here we have Nicole. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Nicole?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
And everything was just so super, just, you know, fun, and just knowing that, you know, every day is a new day, and we get to actually, you know, be a part of this all the time. So definitely I want to say thank you to everybody. So before we do anything else, I'm going to go to music break right here. Just bear with us one moment where y'all can hear our for IPH commercial for the spirit. That's one moment.
IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media, where we promote, showcase, and feature. IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is looking for new talent, models that would like to break into the entertainment business. IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is also looking for new advertising and media clients that would like to bring a professional staff to get the job done. IPH, Modern Talent and Media. You can visit us on the web at infinitypowerhouse.com. infinitypowerhouse.com. IPH, Modern Talent and Media. Bringing an innovative mind
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank definitely the group that is actually promoting us is Myron Grace. He's doing big, big things for Infinity Powerhouse. I'm super excited. I'm going to connect with him on bigger terms, too. We're getting everything set up and all of the above, where I want to get other talent on and being able to showcase and feature other talent as well, bringing them on. This coming Saturday, I will be in Atlanta. Where my show with Sean Garvey, I will be there with him. We'll be on the air, and it also will be televised. So I'm just super excited about that as well. So right now, I believe we have Nicole on the line. Nicole, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. One moment. Maybe one other thing here. Hello, Nicole, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yeah, I'm so sorry there. I'm actually right now in the midst of just trying to see what's going on with the song here. Can you hear me now, Nicole?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. Just one moment. Let me do one other thing. So, Nicole, I know a lot of big things happening for you today, and I know you are super excited. So if you want to share with the listeners while we wait for the other ones to come on, share what's going on with today.
Oh, well, today is kind of a big day for me. I'm really actually tired. He's having his watch party today. We're kind of super excited for him. We was in, you know, our hometown, just going around talking to people and passing out flyers, and people seem to be supportive. So we're hoping that we have a good turnout tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm looking forward to having a good time.
Yes. Well, that's good. So Nicole, so y'all in your hometown right now and waiting for things to get started, huh?
Yes, ma'am, we are. We'll go to the club about 5 o'clock, start setting up so we can make sure everything's going to do our sound checks and make sure everything's going to work out.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so cool. So, and I know Christy, she'll be on soon too and talk about Kiara being on the Super Bowl commercial last night. Did you get a chance to see it?
Yes, I did. Actually, I did.
Oh,
I didn't
wow.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl because, you know, I'm not a football freak. But I told my fiance, I said, hey, this is, you look for this commercial. When you see anything look like this, you call me. So the minute he did, he called me, and
wow.
he come on in there, so I did get a chance to see the commercial. Because I'm not a football person, I'm a basketball person.
Yeah. So you say you're more of a basketball person?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, I was so engaged, of course, I was so engaged that everybody was actually like, oh, you know about football, huh? And I say, well, I'm a Dallas fan. I always tell everybody that Dallas's Lou have lost, had a losing streak because they want to give other people opportunity to win. And, of course, everybody's like, okay, that's in your world. You're dreaming. You're literally dreaming. So, go ahead. But, so who is your favorite basketball team?
Oh, I'm a Golden State Warrior.
Okay.
I'm a Golden State Warrior, either Oklahoma City. Those are my two. I really don't have a state. I mean, I like the Hawks. Don't get me wrong, but you know, those are just my teams.
Yes. Well, that's understandable. I mean, you two. Everybody try to figure out why is Dallas is mine when Carolina is right here. Well, I've been with Dallas since I was a little girl, and the reason being, I didn't really know about the sports like that. So say. But we, you know, just over the years, that's all my family looked at. So the Dallas Cowboys Chelis became like, you know, like an idol to a certain degree where you wanted to be like them. And I got connected that way. So I love them to pieces. I don't even let, if you're a Dallas fan and you start talking bad about the team, I have a problem with that. I'm like, you either need to go get it together, go around the corner. If you want to talk to me personally somewhere in the corner, but you will not bash Dallas in front of other folks. So, definitely looking at that. So we do have Jennifer Baker be with us shortly. She just actually came to getting set up and everything. And then I'm actually sending some information out to Carice and also Christy. Yes. So what is the reaction for your what is the reaction for your family and stuff with everything going on with your kids?
You know, they're super excited for us because, like I said, you know, we're from a little rural area of Alamo, and that's an area where, like I told you before, we don't even have a stoplight. So
right.
for one of our, you know, kind to make it on TV, you know, it's sort of a big thing for us here. Everybody's very proud of him. They want him to keep up the good work and just, you know, keep doing what he's doing. So
yes.
It's been a big, you know, big response. So ticket sales have been decent. So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that is great. I was just talking with Koff, the rapper. He went down to do his video shoot in his hometown, and he didn't expect a big turnout like that. Everybody was just coming out of the woodworks, and some of the models who went there, they were like, they said, they turned around, they saw more people, and they saw more people, and they saw more people. They're like, oh, my gosh. Even the policeman came and actually joined in on it. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Nicole, we have Jennifer Baker. While she gets settled in, she will be on, I know, for a couple of weeks. We actually was, you know, praying for your family and everything, Jen, putting out there the atmosphere and saying that because we know that you wanted to be with us as well. But a lot. And then your birthday was too, so I know you had a chance to join it. So Nicole, did you get a chance to meet Jennifer the last time? I don't think so. I think you met Christy.
I did. I met
Christy. Yes. So Jennifer, so share Jennifer what you do and share all the greatness.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, fine. And obviously, Darlene, it's always a pleasure to be with you. So I kind of came in the middle of everything. Unfortunately, I was running a little behind, but I run a model and talent agency here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and then we also have an office in Pennsylvania. But my goal here is to do some networking, open up some opportunities for the models, actors, singers, and dancers that I work with.
Right. Yeah.
Nicole, where are you located?
I am located in Riverdale, Georgia. That is about 20 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I was sharing Yeah, I was sharing with Jennifer, I mean, with you earlier, in reference to about your son. So they're having a watch party tonight. And Nicole, you want to share that with all the excitement? I know you kind of mentioned it earlier, but if you could share that with her too as well, that would be great.
Yeah, we'll be having a watch party for him. We've been waiting for this for quite some while. He filmed it back last year, but he's going to be on Fatal Attraction. He's going to be one of the lead roles. He's going to be playing the role of Stanley Cole. So he will be one of the main role play players in this TV series here. So let's say it airs again tonight. Yeah, it airs again tonight. Well, not again. It airs the first time it airs tonight will be tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you turn your TVs on TV One. I think it's, I can't remember all the channels, but I know it's like 155 for like Charter and 328 for, I think, Xfinity, and it's 71 for, I think 71 for Infinity and 328 for Direct or something like that. But anyway, I don't know all the channels. Look it up for your local TV station. So it's TV One, you know, so come on tonight.
Yeah,
you know, TV One's coming up with a lot of these stations that a lot of us black are now appearing
really
to
are.
Be on. So.
Yeah.
And so this is your son, Nicole?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay. So I sort of walked in the middle of everything. Do you run a talent agency?
Well, I really call myself an agency. I just manage them in their career. Like I have, not only do I have models, I have actors, I have athletes, I have also rappers. So,
nice.
And the rapper, she just recently come along. So I have to meet with her when I get back this weekend. That's why hopefully I have that more detailed information for you, Ms. Darlene, next weekend on that information. On that right there, that's something that I've been working on. It's a big project I'm hoping that I do receive. So we're going to talk more about that when I get back home on Tuesday. And then, you know, I have the Atlanta Falcon D-League. I've signed him, so we're hoping to get back more. We know we can't speak too much more on him until we get all his paperwork and privacy documents and all that stuff signed. So he's one of those that I just be quiet for a moment, but... other than that, you know, Gabriella, she signed with Culture Misfit.
Great.
They're doing the runways for Good Life, the Mercedes Benz. So they have a pretty busy, agenda coming up. And then Darius will start filming two films also in April. He'll start filming The Ungodly Pastor, and then he'll start filming the reactment of the Morris Forest Bridge lynching. So he's got two films coming up under his belt and some other things coming along.
That's great. That is great. And I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Yeah, I was so excited. And congratulations on your son. I mean, my daughter has worked along beside me. She's now 26, but she's been working with me really since the age of 14. And I remember the first major job she did. sometimes you kind of neglect your kids in this business because you're so busy taking care of everybody else. But that day when they do get a good print ad or a good TV series, it's always really awesome.
Yes,
so, congratulations on that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I heard you mention Mercedes Fashion Week. That's pretty exciting to me. I've been there a couple of times, but this year I got an invitation to something that was a little bit different. I was trying to pull it up on my email. It was a boutique artist fashion. It was pretty cool because they've offered me two complimentary tickets, and the tickets include all of the runway shows, dinner, cocktails, and an after party.
Oh, boy.
So definitely want to share this with Darlene before I leave here today. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good show, too.
Wow.
The only thing about the shows in New York, and I'm sure you and Darlene probably realize this, is like, hurry up, let's make a decision now. So, you know, it's just a very fast-paced industry. It's like they invite you and maybe that was yesterday.
Something
to definitely think about.
Yeah, because it's always that way. It seems like they put it out sometimes a week before, and you're like, well, this date is right there around the corner. Yeah, and the Mercedes-Benz one she's talking about is the one that is actually Fashionology. and I shared
oh,
it with you,
yeah.
Gail.
Okay.
So
okay.
They're in both of them. That is one is on the 20th. One is on. It starts on the 14th through the 16th, and then the other one is actually on the 23rd. So
okay.
Yeah, so I'll be at both of those events with media.
Nice.
And then some of my models will be in both of the events too, along with her her son. And then
awesome.
Have you had a chance to chat with Toni C. Tooley yet? She's a model there. Because I would love to connect you with her as well.
What's her name?
Toni. Yeah, Toni. It's T-O-N-I. She is a model out of she kind of remind you of Halle Berry a little bit. Halle Berry. She's out of Atlanta. She moved there probably about 2 months ago, and she did a radio show on behalf of me with Sean Garvey, and I was just so I'm like I think she should get a personality or you know a radio personality along with him. I'm gonna suggest that to when I see him. So I would love to connect you with her. And I have three more other people that we're gonna also do a conference call to about, and I'll give you more information about that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was looking for Carice. I was looking for Carice and also Sydney. I'm Christy. I don't see them in, so evidently they got caught up in doing something this morning. But definitely, I'm going to be that way this weekend on the 13th. I have a show there where I'll be with Sean Garvey, and then I'll be there. It looks like I'm going to be there for the whole week because that very next Friday I'm there again. So I'm going to just stay for the whole week. So I will definitely look it up. So you'll be back in town when, Nicole?
Actually, I'll be back in town tomorrow evening.
Oh, tomorrow evening. Okay. All right. Well, there's another show, which is on the 19th, that you might want to consider doing. It's a show. It's with E3 Magazine. And that show has, as far as they support a lot of different foundations. And that one is like a lot of celebrities will be there, VIP, to eat, and for VIP, it's $110 or something like that to go. I was teasing everybody. I said, I'll be in the VIP part where they have me far away from Denzel. Denzel is one of the person going to be there. I'm like, Denzel! They were like, take her back that way. So Toni is going to be in that showcase, actually, there. So she invited me to come out. I sent some information about being media, covering media there, but I haven't got anything back yet. So I said, always, you know, shoot for next year because so much stuff, you know, going to be popping off and doing and everything. Also, Jen actually, she's over. She's the founder of North Carolina Fashion Week and hair. So you want to share with Nicole about that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nicole, North Carolina Fashion Week was founded 10 years ago. Well, actually, this will be our 11th year, and it is a show that we hold twice a year, and it benefits the local charities. So we're obviously very excited about that, and it's just awesome because it gives us an opportunity to showcase some of the local and international designers, mm-hmm. gives the models an opportunity to be seen. And now we have a co-producer from Los Angeles who's been coming in. So it's just opened so many doors, giving some of the models an opportunity to go back and walk in L.A. Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That sounds like something that I was, you know, was interested in starting doing this year. It sounds something similar to what I was, you know, thinking about.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you, I've worked really hard on North Carolina Fashion Week. I've had a lot of doors slammed in my face. I've had a lot of doors open, so I will be more than willing to share all that information with you. I think it would be a great experience for the models and designers in your area as well.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would be super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And just bridging, you know, over and what, you know, sharing with some insights from, you know, what to expect and what, you know, you definitely should look out for. It's
mm-hmm.
good to have.
Yeah.
We did talk, Nicole, with Christy, and Jennifer was on that call, actually, about, you know, networking too, as far as, you know, having our own, like, model search within the agency.
Yes,
and finding
yes.
a way to get
mm-hmm.
there as far as, you know, where everybody is benefiting from it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to, you know, get together further on it. But that's something that I want to see happen. I also met with a videographer who is going to be shooting different things for me. And one thing that I want him to do is get some insights. I want to start a base here, not only in Fayetteville, but also in Atlanta, Georgia, and also possibly New York, but it's basically where they get the back footage of how things started, how things interact on the back scene, which that can involve and become a little reality show on the web.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get it where all, like, say, Jen Yu, whoever else is here having, like, mm-hmm. a fashion, bring everybody together and have it to whereas we're able to collaborate, put some things together, see how if we wanted to invest in it, however the situation is,
mm-hmm.
and then see about getting fitted. I want to do, like, a go-see, like, have – and our city right here is so cool where we – her office is, like, a block
yeah.
up from mine – and where we can have it set up where they can come to your agency, another agency can be further down the block,
right.
and it's like a go-see, like the models, they be on a driven path to go talk to different agencies about different things. And they visit, they can meet, if they're going to be in a show, North Carolina Fashion Week.
Absolutely.
So that's something that I actually have on right now, actually working through the details, and just trying to just put that together and see how that will come about. But I only want to do it for here in North Carolina. I want to do it also in Atlanta. That's to be a great way to and even get the little kids involved and do different things too. So, but the video footage is something that, you know, of course the person can go back and edit, but in the meantime, it's just getting it in a place where people will be open to have us film there and not feel like, oh, okay, you bring in too much, you know, this, that, and the other. So what do you think about that, Nicole?
That sounds great to me.
Yeah. What about you, Jen? You think that's something?
Yeah, I'm so anxious. I thought you'd never ask. I love that idea. We've tried to do something like that in the past, but unfortunately without the right equipment, it was like a flop. But I like what you're doing. I like the fact that you have a professional videographer. That's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because that's what people want to know. What we tried a couple of years ago, and again, this is someone who just I have no clue about how to operate cameras and that type of stuff. But we basically had three of our models who were on their journey. Model fan dancer actor,
right.
and we just follow them several auditions throughout America,
right.
and just basically show for the interview and stuff like that. But I think that if it's orchestrated the right way, it is obviously a great idea.
Yes. And just to give them the feel of being, like, in Paris or different places where they do have a goatee ad, it doesn't, because when you hear that, and normally you hear it, you know, across in an international setting. So definitely that's something that I want to bring to the forefront. So it definitely looks as though Carice and Christy's not going to be with us on today. So I do know they have good reasoning. He did contact me earlier and also Christy. But Jennifer last night, Christy's daughter, Kiara, she was actually on a commercial. And she actually came up doing the fourth quarter. As soon as the fourth quarter kicked in, it actually the video came right on. I was like, woo! It was about family, about the NFL family. It went back in history.
Yeah.
It had different age, like,
oh,
the time
really?
Zone.
How cool
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, and they were singing. They were singing and everything.
Nice.
So
okay.
She got flown out to New York, and then they flew her out to California within, I think, 2 weeks. It's like she
cool
left one
that?
Spot and then she went to the next spot.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was like,
nice.
You know, and I said, wow, it was so, so cool. And all her Facebook page was just blowing up. And I was like, my phone went dead. And I was like, when I got back on, everything was like, boop, boop.
I can imagine, yeah.
So I know she is just over, super excited about that in itself and a lot of things that she's doing also. So definitely we'll set this back up. I'm just also want to share with you all anything during the week you all want to bring as a topic that want to talk about. Y'all can shoot it to us. Also, I invite different people to join our network because it's just not all about, you know, just keeping it close. I said if I have 100 and they start breaking it down per state, so be it. So I definitely want that to be. But also bring people in the known. Right now, close to, for our raw listeners, I'm close to 2,000 right now where they listen and tune in. And then we put it through the media, it goes even further out there. So we are moving in numbers, and I am excited. So, Nicole, tell how someone can find you in social media or either through your email or your phone number.
Okay, you can find us on Facebook at Physique Management LLC. We're also on Instagram at physique_management_LLC. And we're also, you can follow us on Periscope at PHYSIQE. You need to download the Periscope app and fill out your little subscription and follow us on Periscope, so you can watch us tonight live at the Taylor Trenton Watch Party.
All right. That's what I say I want to get connected to. So I sure would probably need a one-on-one class after this. So, Jennifer, have you ever heard of Periscope?
I haven't.
Yeah. So you can actually see live. Because I was telling when I do my grand opening, I wanted something like that. So people on the web can see also what's going on if they wanted to tune in. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, nice.
All right, so then anything else you want to say? And also you can share how someone can find you.
Okay, Nicole, thanks for that information. I'm going to have to go looking for you. So I'll be chatting with Darlene later on today. And you guys, Nicole, you can find me at NC, like North Carolina, FashionWeekLive.com. So, again, that's NC, like North Carolina, FashionWeekLive.com.
Very good. Very good. And
you
I also
Fashion
early
Week, I'm sorry, is that FashionWeekAlive.com?
No, it's just Fashion Week Live.
Okay, Fashion Week Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I also sent out an email to everyone in reference to all the pages, so you all can go like the pages. Jennifer NC Fashion Week, and then your business page also is on there, Carice, Christy, and also mine. So everybody can like and support each other and keep in the heading says stay connected. So, we went ahead and said that. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in. We have Top Models and Talent Scout contest. Actually, this is the 29th contest, which we are going to do something big on the 30th contest as well. But the 29th is reaching, going towards the 30th. I definitely want to say thanks to all that have been partake in the contests over the years. We just looking for great, even greater things to happen. And with the magazine, we have it where I want to go back to certain areas and meet back with JUMAG, who we're getting the magazine through. And I have to have very strict far as setting expectations for everyone. Whenever you send a picture, it needs to at least be 300 DPI for the magazine, because there's some pictures are perfect when you print it and then some are not, because what our understanding was, it was that actual level of DPI as far as that. So a lot of the magazines that we had for the last 28 magazines, we're just going to see how we can actually tweak it and make it better. But if not, they will only probably be on online access. But far going forward, we will have it in a print mode for that. And then we're also looking for a printing company. So if anyone you know, Nicole and Jennifer, who could actually, you know, be a part of my company to print out the magazine, I want it to be more reasonable, because when you go through companies who, you know, when they send it one by one or 20 by, you know,
right. They
are more expensive. So I even told someone, say, I'm this close to going to get my own printer and start my own printing company. And everybody was like, go do it.
Yeah.
But I want to help others who can't do it on a bigger scale. The biggest quote, the last quote I got was 5,000 magazines for $2,400 a month. And I'm like, my base is not that big yet to have it in that month. So I want it very low than that and be able to charge, you know, less than that, and also get it distributed like in Walmart and different places surrounding.
Ooh, yes,
yeah, so that's
yes.
what my goal is going forward, to try to get that. So by next year, if not earlier, that's what I plan to have in the mix. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in. We want to say thank you for being a part of our show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Jennifer, thank you. And thank you, Nicole. And I would say definitely come back next Monday and listen to our collaboration meeting and talking with agencies, model placement, and also model development definitely that we have. So we're going to close out today by actually tuning in and listening to my commercial. So, Nicole, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye now, but you can hang up later, okay, if you want to.
Okay.
But we're going to go ahead and tune in. I know you've been on the call for a while, so I know you have a lot going on.
IPH, Model Talent, Ads, and Media, where we promote, showcase, and feature. IPH, Model Talent, Ads, and Media, is looking for new talent, models that would like to break into the entertainment business. IPH, Model Talent, Ads, and Media, is also looking for new advertising and media clients that would like to bring a professional staff to get the job done. IPH, Modern Talent and Media. You can visit us on the web at InfinityPowerhouse.com. INFINITI, powerhouse.com, IQNIC, Model College, and Media, bringing an innovative mind to
All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all, have a great day. Thank y'all for tuning in. Goodbye
Thank you. Goodbye.
Welcome, Nicole. Thank you.